other night, she was gripping on me tight, screaming Hercules. Got me in the club looking for a new love, somewhere help me please. Baby, why you doing this? Why you doing this to me, girl? Not to be dramatic, but I wanna die. This got me paying a rent, paying for trips, diamonds on her neck, diamonds on her wrist.
Everybody, it's your host Winter, and today we got a good show planned. We're gonna be talking about Christmas plans, holiday plans, and I am here with
DJ Jump Money.
Yeah. And DJ Thebes on WGXC 90.7 FM. Good to be here.
It's great, it's great. And we have a good show plan. I'm gonna interview everybody. Not a formal interview, just talking about what they're going to be doing for Christmas, what they want, a bunch of good stuff.
Right.
But before that, we're going to play the news.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Graham. Melanie Lekosubic is reporting for Capital Region Independent Media that a state analysis of the gritty dusting found in the Magnolia Circle area of the village of Ravenna concludes that the substance was salt, according to a determination released December 6 by the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation. Residents' complaints started coming in to the DEC on November 5th. The substance was found in the community, coating homes and vehicles, around October 31st, according to a letter from DEC Regional Director Anthony Luisi. Luisi said, and I quote, DEC staff determined that the sample consisted of salt, end quote. The source of the dusting remains unknown. According to the letter from Luisi to Mayor Bill Misuraca, and I quote, our investigation into potential sources is ongoing, end quote. The mayor said on social media that if any more of the dust is found, residents should submit their information to regional air pollution control engineer Benjamin Potter via email at benjamin.potter@dec.ny.gov or by phone at 518-357-2345. The DEC will send a professional to the site to collect a sample. The substance was found by numerous residents and is said to be difficult to wash off. Deputy Mayor Nancy Warner said last month, and I quote, people have said it sticks right to the paint on their cars and trucks and it can't be washed off easily, if at all. People said they have turned on their windshield washers and it just smears, end quote. The Lafarge Cement Plant released a statement regarding the material in November. Lafarge said in that statement, and I quote, we are aware of the complaints regarding fungative dust on private property in the Ravenna area, and we have been in ongoing discussions with the State Department of Environmental Conservation about this matter, end quote. The DEC's investigation into the origin of the salt dusting is ongoing, and you can read more in the Ravenna News Herald. Amelia Teasdale is reporting for the Columbia paper. The Ichabod Crane Board of Education recessed its December 7th meeting early after certain audience members chose to speak without permission and then shouted at board members. The board reconvened the meeting later the same night with an abbreviated agenda and a small number of audience members. Approximately 50 people attended the in-person meeting in the primary school cafeteria, and everyone was asked to wear a mask. The meeting was also live-streamed, and roughly 35 people were watching. Only 3 people signed up to speak. During the public comment period, people came to the podium to speak, but were told they were required to sign up to be recognized. Those people said they had a right to speak at a public meeting, and one person began to comment. At that point, board members stood to leave the room, and board president Matthew Nelson recessed the meeting. 30 minutes into the meeting, the live stream was stopped, and a message appeared on the screen saying, and I quote, "Meeting delayed," end quote. Under Ichabod Crane Board of Education policy, anyone wishing to address the board during the public participation portion of the meeting is instructed to sign in with the district clerk. Those wishing to speak must first be recognized by the president, then identify themselves, their organization, and the topic they wish to discuss. When the board reconvened, it tabled the academic reports and postponed committee meeting discussions. Board members did not hear a report from the superintendent on enrollment as well as health and safety updates. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Nick Reisman is reporting for State of Politics. Governor Kathy Hochul is being urged to sign 10 measures intended to protect the environment, including water in schools and curtailing spills on public roadways as 2021 draws to a close. On December 8th, the advocacy group Environmental Advocates NY released a year-end list of bills under consideration, including efforts to address climate change through promoting electric vehicles and reducing the prevalence of single-use plastic bottles. The group is backing legislation that would ban the use of pesticides on playgrounds, turf, and playing fields at children's overnight camps and improve pesticide reporting in the state as well. A bill meant to ban the spread of liquid oil and gas waste on roadways is also under construction, as is banning the use of chemical fire retardants in some consumer goods. The group is also seeking the final approval of measures to build out the state electric vehicle charging infrastructure and a bill meant to promote soil health and research practices. Kate Correra, Deputy Director of Environmental Advocates NY, said, and I quote, "We urge the governor to sign these common sense bills as soon as they hit her desk," end quote. Read the full story at nystateofpolitics.com. Chris Bragg reports in the Times Union that New York's Working Families Party has added several ethical queries to their candidates' questionnaires this year after all sorts of scandals in Albany. Soshi Nanameka, the state director of the New York Working Families Party, said, and I quote, "It's about your platform and your policy positions, and it's also about whether or not you're a leader that your community can be proud of, or whether you're someone that's going to mire us in crisis. Unethical, closed doors, retaliatory governing is bad for New Yorkers," end quote. Governor Andrew Cuomo, who took several efforts against the Working Families Party during his tenure in office, resigned this summer after a number of sexual harassment allegations and other reports of ethical lapses. The party candidate questionnaire says that Cuomo has, and I quote, "indicated he may use his $18 million campaign war chest to attack those who voiced opposition to him," end quote. Then ask the candidates if they'll support an assembly bill that prohibits an elected official convicted of a crime committed in office, impeached and convicted, or who resigns while subject of an impeachment inquiry from using a campaign account for any political purpose. There was an impeachment inquiry into Cuomo when he resigned. But Cuomo's spokesperson denies that the former governor ever threatened his political enemies in this way. The story that Cuomo would use his campaign funds in retaliation against political enemies was only reported by Politico. Cuomo's longtime spokesperson, Rich Azzapardi, said on December 9th, and I quote, "If anyone wants to change the law going forward, that's their prerogative, but the premise of their question is a lie, as we never said nor indicated anything like that," We can't help it if we continue to take up valuable real estate in people's heads, end quote. And you can read more about that story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, December 10th. Early morning lows range from 27 degrees in Willowamock to 32 in Buckleyville. Things warm up a bit, reaching 44 by 2 p.m. Winds will have the day in cold territory. Bring those winter coats even if you're in a car. Overnight, temperatures fall to 33 degrees around midnight. Not long after, things start to warm up and get wet. Rain is expected all day Saturday. We get into the 40s by late morning, 50s in the afternoon, and a high of 58 happens at 7 p.m. Strong wind gusts are expected. If it blew around your yard last week, lock it down now. The rain will stop a bit after midnight as temperatures plummet to 37 degrees for a low Sunday morning. Winds stick around till about 1 p.m., which will see the daily high of 44 degrees. Monday is looking dry with a high of 50. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 2:04 a.m., high tide at 8:03 a.m., low tide again at 2:23 p.m., and high tide again at 8:18 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 39 degrees. Sunset today will be at 4:10 p.m. and sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:09 a.m. Looking way up, we see a major production going on this weekend. On Sunday night, especially with the low cloud cover, we have the opportunity to see Ceres, Uranus, Neptune, Pallas, Jupiter, Saturn, and Venus in a nice, neat chorus line. On top of that, anyone staying up late enough or getting up early enough on Monday, Comet Leonard, which already has a magnitude of 5, making it visible to the naked eye, will make its closest pass. Solar wind speed is currently 317 kilometers per second at 6.8 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair for daytime. Up to 15 megahertz and fair across the board for nighttime transmissions. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 1, quiet. There have been 2 days since the last sunspot, and this has been the better weather brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
The cosmic ballet goes on.
Hello, hello, hello. Sorry about that. Little technical difficulties. I'm very sorry.
But it's good. It's good. We have it all set up. And now that we're all back, is Phoebe here?
I am here. Yeah, I am here.
Let's go, that's let's go. Good.
So before anything else, what do you guys want for Christmas more than anything else?
Clothes.
This shoes. Is a good question because I get to know what I'm going to get you guys from this question. And it's a double-sided question, too, because we get to talk about it on the air.
Either clothes, shoes.
I got you.
Or money. The reason why I say money is because... The reason why I say money is because if there are things that I don't have, I can just get the money for and get myself.
Yeah, I get you.
Or if I get flexible. The money, I can just buy people more gifts.
True.
That's nice. The That's nice. Gift giving.
What about you, Phoebs?
Yeah, good question. I go all year knowing I'm going to be asked this question. By my mom, like, you know, what's the one thing I can get you for Christmas? And she'll give me what I ask. It's very nice. And I, like, every time the question's asked, I can't remember, you know? I go into, like, freeze mode. I'm like, I know there's things I need. But right now, I could use some tools, like power tools in my life, for building and projects and stuff.
That's super cool. I didn't know you and, were doing
that stuff. I mean, low-scale stuff, you know? But, like, yeah, it's good to have your own, like, circular saw and things like that. And
I'd be terrified working
yeah, I always enjoy like books or like records or cool things like that. Yeah. Yeah.
For me, I think, well, my sister's going to take me to dye my hair. And I still don't know what color I want to dye. It's going to be my first time. We tried like some cheap put in hair stuff. I was a little scared to bleach it, but I think I'm going to commit to it.
Okay.
It grows back.
Yeah, it does. I think I'm going to... It's tough. I asked for opinions. Everybody said it would look good, like, dark green. I think I'd look like an off-budget Deku, though, if I did that. Mm. Like, the Walmart version, the Walmart brand, Great Value Deku.
Yeah.
But
I prefer bright colors, generally, yeah. I find, with hair color.
My skin tone would work well with warmer colors. I, like, did all that. Mm. I want to say research. It's just a quick Google search. So I think I'm going to go with, like, pink or something.
Right.
And I'm going to get some pride flags to hang in my room, too. That's
yeah.
Cool.
Any plans? You guys gonna go with family at all?
I'll probably be with my family, chill. Mm-hmm. Actually, I'm not really sure what we're gonna do for Christmas. I'm keeping it a buck. I'm not really sure.
Well, yeah, I'm kind of in like a low key Christmas flow. I'm not even really thinking that much about Christmas. We're talking about celebrating Kwanzaa in our house this year.
Oh, that's
awesome. Yeah, we'll talk about that later more, but yeah, and so, and I'm in the middle of like some transition and moving and lots of things, so yeah, I think it's like for me, I've sort of been enjoying being in like the holiday spirit and just being in that mode, but the specific day doesn't mean a whole lot to me right now, like, which is actually a question I had for both of you. I was curious, like, what does it even mean to you guys to like be in the Christmas spirit?
That's a good question.
I guess be very kind to others.
Be kind to others. Yeah, I see that.
Be kind to others.
Take care
of family. Watch out for the people you love. Hopefully angels is watching you if you believe in God, because I know I do. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sweet. That's a Christmas spirit
like
I can get down
all
with.
All about the festivities. It's just the vibe of walking around town. You know, sometimes if there's snow all over the place, I'm going to Ornaments, is that the right word? Lights? Whatever.
Yeah.
And there's, in our town, there's actually a really cool Christmas tree around like a block down from where we are, and it's like really big. And every time I walk past that, you know, it's like awe-inspiring. It's like, hey, that's so cool. That's, for me, it's like the decorations that really get me in the mood. But to answer the question, what is Christmas spirit? That's really tough. I'm going to have to ponder on that. I'll get back to you guys, though.
Cool. Well, we had that Kwanzaa song, actually, which talks about the spirit of Kwanzaa, which I feel like it's some of what you were talking about with the spirit of Christmas. So give that a listen. Give that a...
And for the people, my peoples that don't celebrate Christmas, I got a little vid to the people that do celebrate Christmas, the culture, the people that actually do celebrate Christmas, the culture, the people that don't. Well... Wait, what? No, I said that wrong. So,
okay,
the people that don't celebrate Christmas, this is a video for y'all, because, you know, for us people that do celebrate Christmas,
it's a great opportunity.
It's a video for the people that don't.
You good there?
How do I explain?
I think it's a video.
Wait, I got it. So, for us people that celebrate Christmas, we have a video about Kwanzaa, so that way we can be cultured.
Yeah.
Cultured in...
And they're not necessarily mutually exclusive. I know people who celebrate both. So,
yeah,
all those folks.
Twice the holiday spirit.
Right, extends it. It's nice.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Holiday squared.
But, yeah, I'm going to play this video and let y'all rock. Be back with it.
What king? Oh, man. It's Kwanzaa, so what you gonna do? Spending with my family, chill with the crew. We gonna share gifts, you don't have to spend loot. We celebrate culture, our African roots. This Kwanzaa, so what you gonna do? Spending with my family, chill with the crew. We gonna share gifts, you don't have to spend loot. We celebrate culture, our African roots. On December 26th, goodbye Saint Nick. I light a black candle, look, ooh, it's lit.
First day of Kwanzaa, Umoja means unity. Ain't messing with my clique, melanated, check the drip.
Self-determination is the mantra. Constant elevation like the Haitians when they conquered their colonizers. Like a real life Wakanda, true believers. Day two, that's Kuji Chagulia.
Ujima, day three, responsibility. Let's put in that work together, buy the block, clean the streets. Collectively connected like the constellations. Plant a seed, watch it grow, reap what
spend
you sow.
Spend your black dollars on black business. Your black descendants, they hustle for your black children. A black trillion, that's how much black spending. Ujima, economics is how blacks will win, Lord willing.
On the fifth day of Kwanzaa with my family. Nia means purpose, build our legacy. Rest in peace, Rebecca Jones, matriarchy. Continue to work, Fannie Lou Hamer passed to me.
Hey, Kuwumba, yeah, you know what that means. Creativity, and you know what that brings. Full pockets, yeah, you know I like greens. I get paid every time I write things in my inner light beams.
Day seven, all the candles lit on a Kanara. Imani means faith in a better tomorrow. Joy over sorrow, equity over equal. The kids are our future leaders. We believe in all our people.
But black women shape the human race. Meet your maker, Queen Mother, we appreciate. You are sacred. You are Harriet, you are Ella Baker. You're a maker, you're a manifester, a creator.
This one's a what you gon' do. Spend with my family, chill with the crew. With the people, share gifts, you don't have to spend loot. We celebrate culture, our African roots. This Kwanzaa, what you gon' do? Spend it with my family, chill with the crew. We don't share gifts, you don't have to spend loose. We celebrate culture, our African roots.
Thank you for watching. You can go print out my free Kwanzaa worksheet on my website, fuge.com/class. It's perfect for your classroom or for your home if you're homeschooling. So make sure you go get that. And if you want to fill it out with me right now, you can pause this video and go print it off. So once you have your worksheet, you're going to need a pencil or a pen, and you're going to need
all
a
right,
green
we can
and red crayon coloring
shop,
pencil or
money.
Marker. You have everything you need? All right, let's get started. So Kwanzaa is a 7-day festival from December 26th to January 1st, and each day represents a different principle. So we light a new candle on the Kanara every day to represent that principle. 7 days, 7 principles, 7 candles. So let's start with day one, December 26th. Write Umoja, and that means unity. After you write that, color in that number one candle black. Day two, December 27th, you're going to write Kuji Chagulia. That means self-determination. Believing in yourself, making decisions for yourself. Color in that day two candle red. Day three, December 28th, write Ujima. That means collective work and responsibility. Building our community and helping each other solve problems. Color in that number three candle, green. Day four, December 29th, write Ujamaa. That means cooperative economics. Buying from black-owned businesses and keeping the money in our own communities. Color the fourth candle, red. Day five, December 30th, write Nia. That means purpose. It's also about building our community and restoring our legacy from our proud history. Color in that fifth candle, green. Day six, December 31st, write Kaumba. That means creativity, using our talents to make our communities in this world a better place. You know what to do. Color in that sixth candle, red. And finally, day seven, write Imani. It means faith, faith in each other that we'll be victorious in our struggle. So that's it. When you finish your worksheet, it should look a little bit like this. Make sure you color the flames at the top of the candles and even the base of the Kanara and get as creative as you would like. I'm sure you noticed all of the Kwanzaa principles are in another language, Kiswahili. So now you can brag to your friends that you know a little bit of Swahili. So happy Kwanzaa and happy holidays. Until next time, peace, love, and shabam.
FYUTCH.
Hello.
Hello.
Yo,
hi.
We're back.
Oh. All right, all right.
So I'm watching the video, got me, you know, provoked. What do you, how are you going to celebrate your Kwanzaa specifically, peeps? Like, do you have any plan?
Well, I mean, it's kind of just as simple as being present, right, with each of those principles that they walk through those 7 days and lighting a candle. Like, if nothing else, can just be a simple spiritual ritual. And then it's like, you know, maybe give a gift or just do something sweet for everybody, you know, just a little something that's like in that holiday spirit. But yeah, it's more, I think for me, it's like a a chance to just have kind of a spiritual relationship to this time of the year and like check in about. It's like what it really feels similar to the description that Shamani gave for the Christmas spirit, right? It's like, but I like Kwanzaa because it says that explicitly, you know? That's what it's about.
Yeah.
That's super cool. There was a lot of parallels to that in Hanukkah, too. I
really?
I like with the candle thing, we're like the only... Well, this could be completely wrong. if it is, sorry. But like those two both like have the candle lighting system, and then Christmas is just one day. I find that super interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty
cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, shout out to everyone who's been celebrating Hanukkah for a little while now, because they start before the 25th.
Oh, yeah, do you celebrate?
Don't they? And it's like, doesn't it lead up? Yeah. I kind of forgot about that. My brain just went burnt.
Wow.
That's super interesting. What day are we on now, if you know?
I'll look it up right now. I don't know offhand, but...
All right.
Let's see.
Isn't it...
No. November 28th through the 6th. Also known as the Festival of Lights. So...
Also known as what? Festival of Lights?
Festival of Lights, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, isn't it every day you give somebody a gift?
Yeah, that is part of that tradition. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to sum it up like, that's all of it. There's...
Yeah, no, of course. Yeah. No, I'm not versed either. So we'll have to, maybe on one of our shows we can have somebody on to teach us more about Hanukkah too. That'd be great.
Yeah, it'd be super cool.
Yeah.
It ends the 25th, correct? I think it does.
What'd you ask?
It ends on the 25th?
No, I actually think it might run through January. I was just trying to cross-check my sources to make sure I wasn't messing that up.
Yeah, that's super cool. So if, you know, next show, if we could find somebody, that'd be super neat to have them on.
Email us, ourtownourtruth@gmail.com, if you would like to be a guest on our show and help educate us and our listeners about the traditions of Hanukkah.
I would love to hear that.
ourtownourtruth@gmail.com. And same for folks who might be celebrating other traditions, other folks celebrating Kwanzaa. We'd love to hear from whoever.
Or just any holiday for that matter. Like, I would love to
learn. Okay. Maybe you're, like, non-denominational, just, like, good holiday vibes.
Yeah,
that's
like,
cool
please,
too.
Culture me.
Yeah, that's but, cool. I have would you rather questions? I'm not sure if we should get into them now or after.
I was actually, what I was going to ask, I was going to ask, how has y'all days been? Like, and like a little bit before we get into like, you know, the 6:30 news, like,
yeah.
Winter, how was your day?
My day, it's been a long day.
Yeah.
Uneventful. Just day in, day out, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Pretty good though, on the good side for sure. All right. What about you?
DJ Feeb, how was your day?
Deflect. It's been a good day. I had a tough go of something. Like, something was resolved yesterday, a plumbing situation that meant I could take, like, first shower in a while, and it was the best, and I just feel like I woke up on the right side of the bed.
That's great.
And, yeah, I found something that we had been looking for like, a week. It just popped up, and it was, like, so exciting. So it's just like the little things today is really sweet. So, and I got to spend a lot of time on video with the clubhouse today and check in with all of you more than I always get to. And that was super rad. So I'm in a good mood.
That's good.
Yeah. And you, DJ Shamani?
I'm frustrated.
Yeah, let it out.
I don't want to get into it on air. So, yeah. But just know I'm a little frustrated. Not as upbeat as usual. And not as happy as usual. Like, Winter said, day in, day out, frustrating.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Hopefully,
I appreciate you still showing up and being an excellent sound engineer, even though you're frustrated.
So that being said, all right,
so we got like a minute. So after, I'm gonna tell y'all what we're gonna do. After the news, we're gonna get in some J. Cole, you feel me? Heaven's EP.
I feel you.
Because that's just a vibe on it. But yeah, we're going to get into the 6:30 news in 3, 2, 1, yeah.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Graham. Natasha Von Holdridge reports for Columbia Green Media that on December 9th, Columbia County reported another COVID-19 death. Columbia County Department of Health Director Jack Mabb said the man was unvaccinated and had comorbidities. There were 5 COVID deaths in Columbia County in September, 2 in October and November, and 3 so far in the first third of December. Knapp said, and I quote, "We are also up to 22 in the hospital, with 12 being at CMH. They have one person there in the ICU," end quote. The coronavirus statistics locally are very similar to a year ago when no vaccines were available, but more people wore masks. This week, Columbia County announced 35 new positive COVID cases Thursday, and 47 new cases Monday, 59 Tuesday, and 47 Wednesday. Last year, during the same week, Columbia County reported 5 cases that Monday, 18 Tuesday, 18 Wednesday, and 21 that Thursday. Across the river, Greene County announced on December 9th, 73 more cases and another death. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Anika Kim Constantino reports for CNBC that New York Governor Kathy Hochul announced on December 10th a statewide mask mandate for all indoor public places unless businesses or venues have implemented a vaccine requirement beginning December 13th. The mandate stays in effect through January 15, 2022, when state officials will reassess. The mandate comes with winter beginning soon and COVID-19 case counts locally sometimes exceeding last year when vaccines were not available. Hochul said, and I quote, "We shouldn't have reached the point where we are confronted with a winter surge, especially with the vaccine at our disposal, and I share many New Yorkers' frustration that we are not past this pandemic yet," end quote. Since Thanksgiving, the state's weekly seven-day case rate has jumped by 43% and hospitalizations have risen by 29%. Hochul said in the statement, and I quote, "I have warned for weeks that additional steps could be necessary, and now we are at that point based upon 3 metrics: increasing cases, reduced hospital capacity, and insufficient vaccination rates in certain areas," end quote. Adding that the mask mandate, and I quote, "will no longer be necessary," end quote, if, and I quote, "others follow suit," end quote, and get vaccinated. Non-compliant businesses could be subject to a maximum fine of $1,000 per violation. Read more about this story at CNBC. Sharon LaFreniere and Noah Weiland report in the New York Times that the Food and Drug Administration December 9th authorized booster shots of the Pfizer-BioNTech coronavirus vaccine for 16 and 17-year-olds. This is good news, as initial laboratory tests suggest that the new fast-spreading coronavirus variant, Omicron, and I quote, "dulls the power of the 2 doses of the Pfizer vaccine," end quote. Less than a month ago, everyone 18 and older became eligible for a booster shot, 6 months after their first 2 doses, and nearly 50 million Americans have been boosted since then. Dr. Peter Marks, who oversees the FDA's vaccine division, said, and I quote, "Since we first authorized the vaccine, new evidence indicates that vaccine effectiveness against COVID-19 is waning after the second dose of the vaccine for all adults and for those in the 16 and 17-year-old age group," end quote. A booster, he added, and I quote, "will help provide continued protection against COVID-19 in this and older age groups," end quote. President Joe Biden said it was, and I quote, "even more great news from the FDA and the CDC. I say it to all of you, if you got vaccinated 6 months ago, get your booster right away," end quote. Read more about this story in the New York Times. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
With every record, I be asking the masses to tune your hearts to me. I represent intelligence that grew up harshly. But lately I've been questioning, second guessing whether or not I've got something to offer since I done eluded poverty. Or has the money watered me down? That truth is hard for me. Like the second time I got cut from the junior varsity. Fighting back tears, I promised to switch gears and said to myself, whatever you do, you won't do it partially. From this day forward, I move with a new ferocity. Ferrari coupe velocity, a fail-proof philosophy. Success is in the effort, so if I tried as hard as I'm at peace, knowing God ain't dealing in this group of cars for me. Some people say that I'm running third, they threw the bronze at me. Behind Drake and Dot, yeah, them superstars to me. Maybe deep down I'm afraid of my luminosity. So when you see me on red carpets, I'm moving awkwardly, posing all nervous, afraid of the judgment. And the thought of showing too much of my day is repugnant. I be keeping my kids away from the gaze of the public, cause these days it feel like haters they favorite subject. Attitude like a young O'Shea with an AK aimed at your brain, violating, I bust it. I don't play when it come to family, that's one thing I refuse. Pipping they kids out for views or just to be in the news can never be me. I piss in a celebrity tea. God with me on this record, this is Heaven's EP. The tale's official, the best breathing it just failed to hit you. You couldn't tell cause you fell for the bells and whistles. In that scenario I don't excel. I'm from the Ville where young girls talk grown as hell. It's raw, never saw one person go to Yale. But every that I know done gone to jail at least once. Proving we the ones police hunt for the pains. We smoke three blunts the size of tree trunks. Too much hunger, it's no wonder these can't keep up. So saying yes to a feature just means I'm about to eat lunch. I'm going for it, no, never shall he punt. I'm the one and you can be sure, speaking of beachfront. I'm kicking my feet up while I write this in somewhere tropical. Supposed to be relaxing, this passion makes that impossible. Supposed to be relaxing, this passion makes that impossible.
Hello, hello, hello. Hi, we're
hello,
back.
We're back on
my fault. I am so sorry.
Uh-oh.
I didn't... Ow, that kind of hurt. I didn't have your mic on. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Don't worry about it. Nah, you know what, man? Right. Too far.
All right, well... Well, it's 6:38. So... what
it's
do y'all want to do?
Clubhouse Radio for our listeners who may not know what's going on.
Yeah, it ends at 7, by the way.
Yeah.
But I gotta, interesting open-ended question. What would you do if you lived in a gingerbread house?
No offense. No offense to all my bigger people. But I would be obese. I would have my face full of frosting on a daily with no teeth. Because I've lost them all because of how much sugar I've eaten.
Oh, yeah. That's true. You don't want to eat your...
I would eat all my anger, my sadness,
okay, let's
say frustration.
It was a vacation home, so you could afford losing it. You just got it for free.
I would be obese. I would be obese.
He's not even gonna get it.
No, I would just be straight obese. Like, I'm sorry. All my anger. Think of all that time. Are you talking like a big house? Or are we just talking about?
I'm talking like a
like a normal size gingerbread house, but like a life scale.
Yeah,
I would be obese. I would be obese. I would die of obesity. No offense to any of my bigger people. I'm so sorry. Yeah. Or anybody that's struggling with that. I'm very sorry.
I feel like if you sold that, you could get a lot of money.
I am going to eat my pain away on some juice instead of drinking.
All that frustration. Just eat it down.
All my frustration.
And then you'll just be frustrated that you don't have a house anymore.
Yeah.
What would you want to come in it?
What?
Like, what would you... Sorry. What would you want to be in it? Like, what type of candy? If you could customize it.
Reese's.
Reese's?
White frosting.
Okay, I got you. Where were the Reese's?
Yellow
be?
Cake.
What would the Reese's be? Like,
the windows.
The windows?
I meant, no, the doorknobs.
The doorknobs? Oh, good pick.
The frosting
nice.
Would be the exterior layer and the outside layer.
I'm a sucker for sour candy, but I'm not sure if that would synergize well with the sweet gingerbread. Like,
I don't know. I'm not sure. Hmm. I just know I would eat until I can't eat anymore and I would pass out. Yeah.
What about you, Phoebs?
Man, what would I make my gingerbread house out of? I'm having such a hard time diverting from the traditional stuff. I'm like, I didn't even think that I could make it out of, like,
I mean,
other
like, think
things.
Of it this way. It's still traditional. Gingerbread family, gingerbread house, Christmas.
Frosting.
When you
it's
do,
just
what you do during Christmas, make gingerbread houses.
That's true.
So if you think about it, it's still in the holiday range. You just gotta flip
gosh.
It a little bit.
Candies I like. I mean, oof. I guess
of, like, what would it be too in the house? Like, what would it serve as the point? Like doorknobs for Reese's? Like,
yeah. I mean, I would. I don't know if this counts. But I would use Almond Joys as little chairs seating inside.
Oh, okay.
I could make like
that.
A really cute
that's
little
true. Chairs. You could make a lot of things out of them.
Winter, I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Not
you...
a vibe. Oh, maybe if I turn them up.
Hello. Yep, looks good.
Yeah, there it is. Give Winter a boost. There we go.
So, like, that's true. Chairs and tables are versatile. You can make a lot of things out of them. I'm trying to think because right. Baby bottle pops, like just
you could also make
sugar.
You could make a Kit Kat
that'd
table.
That'd be the snow. That'd be the snow.
You
on the
could
roof.
Make
just
a Kit Kat table.
A Kit Kat table. I respect that.
I see that. I see that. Yeah.
The snow on the roof is pure baby bottle pop powder.
Whoa.
Oh, I don't want to say this. Before I get too late, DJ Fee, could you please do me a favor and say, what is it called? Our views and expression advice is.
Oh yeah,
please, because I can never remember.
Yeah. Rusty. All views expressed on Clubhouse Radio are our truth, as in Winter and DJ Shamani and myself today, not the views of the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. Or the Youth Clubhouse organization. So, we speak for ourselves. That is our disclaimer.
It's okay.
Also,
yeah.
This is
for
Clubhouse
real,
Radio, which is youth-led radio run out of the Youth Clubhouse on Main Street in Catskill on WGXC 90.7 FM.
I do have to add another disclaimer. We do not know what the big guys upstairs would want in their gingerbread house. We're not speaking.
We promise we don't.
How do you guys feel about candy canes?
I like them until they get annoying.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys ever, like, in school or whatever, and, like, when you were younger, try to make them pointy? Or is that just me?
Like,
you try to make them sharp?
Yeah.
I used to do that. I'm not the only one, thank God.
I mean, it's like, what did you want to do with it? That's the part that makes it.
I'm not going to lie. I kind of used to pretend like I was about to poke somebody with my,
Just a gentle poke.
Yeah,
okay.
No, maybe a little stressful.
I should do this now.
That's what I would do.
Ooh, I got a good question off the top of my head. What was your best Christmas present you've ever gotten?
Ooh.
This is a good one.
Ooh. I don't know. Probably when I got like my web shooters, like for Spider-Man when I was younger, because I wanted them very badly, and I knew for a fact we didn't have the money, but somehow my mom scraped through the money. For, like, one of my Christmases, and she got me the web shooters, and I was so happy.
Cool.
For me, I would say it's my computer that I use. Like, it's a multi-purpose. I use it for school. I use it for games and whatever. It was actually really more on the expensive side. So it was like my birthday is a month after Christmas, or 1 month and 1 day if you want to get exactly. So they like combined it and gave it to me, and that was like both of them, and it works super cool. It runs very well. And I'm, like, a big fan of that. And I've got that, I think it was, like, maybe last year or 2 years ago. I've been using it ever since.
Word.
What about you?
For me, music. First, it was, like, my first Walkman, and then my first, like, CD player, like, full stereo system. Like, my first big stereo system. Like, oh, God, with, like, the 5 CD changer and, like, that whole thing. That was a game changer for me. So, yeah, those are the gifts I remember definitely the most. So,
music, a Walkman. How long ago is?
I have this great uncle, and every Christmas he would just pick out like 5 first cassette tapes, because that's how old I am, and then 5 CDs eventually. But he would just have great taste. He got me like really good stuff. It was like Green Day was my first cassette tape, and I was like, thanks, Uncle Bob, for like being so cool. Anyway, I'm totally dating myself. I'm gonna be quiet now.
Yeah, that's okay.
Let's see. Well, this is a song that Should I call you DJ Winter?
You can call me whatever.
DJ or just Winter.
Both is good.
All right. Well, this is a song that DJ Winter picked.
I think I've played this before. It's just relaxing. We're going to do a quick intermission.
So, yeah, we're going to play this song.
Questions after. We're going to have a great time.
Yay.
Woo!
I don't wanna fall asleep, I don't wanna pass away. I've been thinking of our future, cause I'll never see those days. I don't know why this has happened, but I probably deserve it. I tried to do my best, but you know that I'm not perfect. I've been praying for forgiveness, you've been praying for my health. When I leave this earth, hoping you'll find someone else. Cause yeah, we still young, there's so much we haven't done. Getting married, start a family, watch your husband with his son. I wish it could be me, but I won't make it off this bed. I hope I go to heaven, so I see you once again. My life was kinda short, but I got so many blessings. Happy you were mine, it sucks that it's all ending. For too long, don't go to bed. I'll make a cup of coffee for your head.
I'll get you up and going out of bed.
Yeah.
And hey. Don't stay awake for too long. Don't go to bed. I'll make a cup of coffee for your head. I'll get you up and going out of bed.
Yeah. I'm happy that you're here with me. I'm sorry if I tear up. When me and you were younger, you would always make me cheer up. Taking goofy videos and walking through the park. You would jump into my arms every time you heard a bark. Cuddle in your sheets, sang me sound asleep, and sneak out through your kitchen at exactly 103. Sundays went to church, and Mondays watched a movie. Soon you'll be alone, sorry that you have to lose me. Too long, don't go to bed. I'll make a cup of coffee for your head. I'll get you up and going out of bed.
Don't stay awake for too long, don't go to bed. I'll make a cup of coffee for your head. I'll get you up and going out of bed.
Don't stay awake for too long, don't go to bed. Cup of coffee for your head. I'll get you up and going out of bed.
And I don't stay awake for too long. Don't go to bed. I'll make a cup of coffee for your head. I'll get you up and going out of bed. And I don't stay awake for too long. Don't go to bed. I'll make a cup of coffee.
Hello, everybody. We are back. That was Deathbed by Paufu.
Yo. Hi.
Hello.
That's a little loud. I'm sorry.
You should be.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Our table.
Yeah. Not going to lie.
What is up, everybody? We are back.
I'm not sure what to conversate. Like.
Yeah, I get what you mean.
This night, I'm just like. I'm lost for words if I'm keeping it a stack.
Okay, I'll tell you guys a story of when I was a very spoiled kid.
No. Please. I'll take a conversation. What's one plus one? Fish.
I don't know how to count to one.
It's five.
A different question.
It's 67.
What's that?
Six and seven and nine. Six, seven, nine.
Okay. Wait, it's 79. Okay, anyways. I was a kid, right? And I used to be big into this mobile game called Clash Royale. And one Christmas, the only thing I wanted was just Clash Royale. And I got so peeved off because I didn't even get a legendary on it. And I was just so upset.
At least you got the game.
I was like, but it's upsetting how much money I spent. I spent like over $100
on it. That's very bad.
I know, and it's a mobile game that's free. It's pay to win.
I'm not going to lie to
you. I used to be like.
Buddy, that's not like addiction. I'm not going to hold.
A little bit.
borderline addiction.
Borderline.
Those things will get you.
Mobile games are like. I don't want to say. I'm trying to think of a right word. I almost said vile. Like, they're like.
The business model is pretty brutal.
Yeah,
it's like
yeah,
get brutal. Young people addicted to games that then they're going to like spend money they definitely could probably spend on better things on that. Plus, aren't there stories of people who, like, have stolen their parents' credit cards and stuff and got in all sorts of trouble? Yeah. Bad news. Watch everywhere. Out, everybody.
Who would do a little bit of, deviating? Is that a word? Whatever. Moving on. Who do you think blame that would lie on the, do you think it would lie on the parents? I want to say yeah, right? It's also, I'm going to say yeah on that one. Because, but like.
What, versus the people who made the game?
Yeah.
Or the kid?
It's the kid's fault, first of all. But parents too. Because it's like, it's a bad system. It's like.
Well, this is kind of up in the Instagram conversation, I think, too, right? Like, everyone's coming after Instagram because there's data that shows that, like, it's really addictive, that it can create body image issues, and, like, self...
educated on, like purchases on games, so I don't want to speak too much on it.
Nah, no funny. Instagram is that addictive. I'm not going to hold it.
So right now, there's, like, a bunch of legislators who are trying to, like, actually put pressure on, well... Facebook, Meta, that was Facebook, who owns Instagram, to do something about it. But there is always this kind of edgy question.
Do you think, my fault, I didn't mean to cut you off, I'm so sorry.
No, you're fine.
Do you think that Instagram is more addictive than Facebook itself?
Yeah, I would say so. For me, it's like, Facebook, I'm pretty sure the older demographic.
Yeah, I feel like Facebook is more for old heads or older people.
Yeah, I think Instagram has, like, more of that algorithm effect where it keeps constantly churning out new content to suck you in based on what sucked you in before, right?
I feel like...
Basically, these algorithms are really smart at knowing what hooks you, and then they feed you more and more and more of that. Where Facebook is a little more self-directed. You kind of go on your own journey.
I feel like Facebook is more like a place for ads, so that way you can get addicted into other apps or buy things, like...
Well, one good thing... Not an addictive, not like anything relating to that, but like one good thing about Facebook that's super underrated is Facebook Marketplace.
Facebook Marketplace is pretty cool.
I was buying a ukulele. I was gonna get it on Facebook Marketplace, but the person I was talking to couldn't meet at the available time, so I just went for a normal store. But it's like I could have gotten it for cheap, and it's like super available. You could just look up anything on there, and if you're like maybe more of a shopper, you could just kind of scroll through, which is super cool.
Well, if y'all are okay with it, another song. If y'all are okay with that,
fine with that.
This song is actually are suggested by DJ Phoebs.
I love Jamila Woods. This song is sweet.
We're gonna get into it.
Someone you can lean on when I see ya. If there's something you needed, believe me. If I got it, you got it, you got me. If I got it, you got it, you got me. You know my mood before I know it myself. You hit me up just checking in on my health. When you ask, am I okay, I'm asking myself. Oh, for the first time in a while. Pardon me, saw your message, didn't reply. Pardon me, wants the distance from the limelight. All I need is a friendship I can rely on. Why's it always take me so long? Good evening, I called you, I hope you received it. So hit me, soon as you see this. I'll be there in times when you need me to be that someone you can lean on when I see ya. If there's something you need it, believe me. If I got it, you got it, you got me. If I got it, you got it, you got me.
Shout out to my mans and them. God must have a plan for him. Shout out to my fans and them. Now he's spot on the porch. You got a place in my heart. Shout out big bro who do the art. I used to dance with him. Some old girl used to dance. I went to camp with him. Bragging him, reaching him. Shout out to the memories. Shout out to the family tree. This one for my family.
Good morning. I missed you. I heard you were touring. So hit me when
when that gets boring. I'll be there in times when you need me to be that someone you can lean on. When I see ya, if there's something you need it, believe it. If I got it, you got it, you got me. If I got it, you got it, you got me.
Yo.
Hello, everybody. Hi. We are back after
DJ Phoebe, DJ Winter, and DJ Shamani. We're back. Ah.
Hey, we
oh
are
my God.
In it to win it.
I'm too tired. Ah.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Four more minutes. You can do it. I believe in you, DJ Shamani.
DJ Phoebe. Yeah. I'm kind of not in the mood, but yeah, I'm gonna have to be
you're
hyper.
Still celebrating.
This is, my little hyperness because I don't know what's wrong with me. But yeah, next off, we're gonna get into Lil Tecca.
This is the last. This is gonna write. This is gonna
yeah,
write
this is my last song I have, and after this, we're gonna get into. Yeah, that's gonna be it. And then.
So, this might be the wrap up. Yeah. I think we're done here.
This might be the wrap up. Should we do the wrap up?
Dead might be
the
wrap up.
Take us out with the song?
Yeah.
Let's do a wrap up.
Yeah,
let's,
okay.
Let's support DJ Shamani and do a wrap up.
So, thank you guys for letting me talk. And thank you guys for letting us vent and have fun and talk about the holidays.
I had a great time talking about the holidays. I love the gingerbread question out of everything.
That was a great question.
I love that. That was so fun.
Thank you for DJ Phoebe. Thank you for DJ Winter. I'm happy I got the sound engineer. And thank you. Bye. Happy holidays.
Thank you to our listeners, Clubhouse Radio fans. We appreciate you. We appreciate you, WGXC 90.7 FM. Stay tuned, y'all.
This is what you cook. I'm in New York, where it be cold. Look at my neck, cause it's iced out. I'm in the field, we going up. Told him to cut all the lights out. You want a problem, you better think about it, cause I come with a price now. I get a go, I do not think about it, I don't go with that hype style. Yeah, you want a problem, look, trying to involve. Everything that we talk about still left unresolved. Baby, you was just the one playing, that's how I recall it. If I look through these Cartier frames, I don't even see love. Staying up, I get no rest, 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 rest. Don't gotta sleep, yeah, yeah, yeah. Best, 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 best. Shorty can see, tear, tear. Ganging you dead, 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 dead. You should've seen this. Put some dollars on your head, 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 head. Then I repeat it. Diamonds wet. Everywhere I go, my diamonds cold, yeah. Line them up. We can turn them into dominoes, yeah. Ride on the bench. Drop the top and now my hand to win, yeah. She at it again. I'm at it again. We at it again. Real shooters, they gon' do what it takes. Ski mask, ain't showing the face. No face. Time that might come with a case. Got no time, make a minimum wage. Going hard, you see me out of state. Took her home and now she wanna stay. Said she mine for tonight, it's okay. We at it again, we at it again. Where it be cold, look at my neck cause it's iced out. I'm in the field, we going up. Told him to cut all the lights out. You want a problem, you better think about it, cause I come with a price now. I get a go, I do not think about it, I don't go with that hype style. Yeah, you want a problem, look, giant involved. Everything that we talk about still left unresolved. Baby, you was just the one playing, that's how I recall it. If I look through these Cartier frames, I don't even see love. Staying up, I get no rest, 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 rest. Don't gotta sleep, yeah, yeah, yeah. Best, 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 best. Shorty can see, tear, tear. Ganging you dead, 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 dead. You should've seen this. Put some dollars on your head, 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 head. Then I repeat. We'll be right back.
recollection. Awareness of breathing. Pause of the heart. Pause of time. Pause of numbers. Solitude and company. Remembering restraint. Storm came twice. Storm came twice today. In honor of my mother, I am born again. The awareness.